What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton. And, it's interesting. I've been, every once in a while I get to certain stages and we have blockages. And where I get frustrated and my show is entirely dedicated to the monetary system. And I literally, in weeks or months, if we really focus on the solution, we can completely change the world. Completely change the world. The reason being is, whatever your particular cause is, the thing that you hate about the world, let's say it's perpetual war. Well, war has a profitability to it, and it has its own monetary system. War is an act of aggression, and the monetary system based on interest is a form of aggression in itself. And until we have an opposite force, because that's not the natural state of things, where people want to be perpetually killing and fighting and living in under tyranny and police state, how can we change things when all of the incentives, all of the credits, just think of the currency as a credit. It's like if we're mice, in life, we seek to do two things. We are trained to seek pleasure and avoid pain. Now, the pleasure, obviously, if you're in the military, if you're directly engaged in battle, ultimately there are credits. You can make a living doing that. If you're a mercenary, they get paid and they don't even have to pay taxes. So there's all sorts of incentives to do that. Now, some would say that the UN is a methodology to create peace. No, the UN is a methodology to condone war. It's not a true method of peace. Otherwise, the UN would be for abolishing usury. The UN would be fighting for local currencies across the planet so that the people couldn't have their energy stolen to fund war. If you really want to end war, have the people control the money locally. So this method, the system of reinforcement, which is just money is the reinforcement for an action that the elite want. So if you write music that is corruptive and covers up the slave system, then you'll get rewarded. If you write music that exposes the slave system, you won't get any credits. You won't get money. You won't get the rewards. So because we don't have it's our natural to motivation to have a family and put a roof over their head, how are we going to fix this system unless we fix the money? So that's the basis of our show today. Is just in hour one, we're going to talk about the marketing some more and this method of rewards. We'll be right back.
The The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurer's liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurer's liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock.
Indigenous wisdom, indigenous wisdom, yeah, reflections in the light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind.
Word up.
You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're going to come full circle back. Yeah, so we're getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever really damn. It's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant. You get your people to chant.
Yeah, peace, yeah.
Revolution,
love. Yeah,
peace, yeah.
Revolution,
love.
Yeah,
peace, yeah.
Revolution,
love.
Yeah,
peace, yeah.
Revolution.
Love, peace, and revolution. It is on. The game is on. It is afoot. It is just a matter of time till the people reclaim their sovereignty and their rightful place that they, as the flesh and blood beings that actually exist in this planet, they are the basis for all power and energy on this planet. And then from there, the governments and the corporations should be following their interests, following their values. But all of this has been usurped. It's all been flipped over. And the base methodology whereby this has occurred is by controlling the monetary system. That's why it's so essential that we focus on this particular topic. If indeed we, you know, if we want to win, this is how you win. You focus. And you know what? Even if I'm wrong about, you know, barter script being the right thing, I ain't wrong. But if I am, then let's have that debate too. But let's focus on it. Let's not be adversaries. Let's cooperate and take this problem apart in the same way, you know, that just imagine, like today, like I'm trying to build an audience for this broadcast, not because I want to elevate my ego. I want to elevate the solution. And if my solution's wrong, let's go the correct one and talk me down from mine, and let's have a debate, and I'll move to the other one. I just want to use one where the people can implement it themselves and not be dependent upon these ridiculous politicians and talking heads that are professional liars, all of them. So let's move on. Let's recognize that, one, our process for fixing this, meaning protesting, voting, complaining, educating, for 100 years, we've been doing that. I wrote a post yesterday that spoke about that, which I would like to read from again, because I think it is the basis for what we need to do to make some fundamental change. I'll get to this other debate that we're having right now I'm on the Ed the Fed site for it's for Denver's End the Fed event, and basically we're having a debate on there, and we're going to talk about this too. There's an individual who says we should have no money. So I'm going to get into that this hour too, because I think that's a flawed argument as well. Money is just technology, so it's like saying we need to get rid of technology. So let's get rid of phones. You know, are phones the problem? Guns are not the problem either. Although I think that we need a whole lot less of them in a society where the money system is honest, I think there would be a whole lot less violence, because there'd be abundance. People wouldn't need to steal. The scarcity wouldn't exist, which is the cause of the fear. And then the fear leads to corruption, and all of these things are symptoms of a corrupt monetary system. So I wanted to basically talk about these things and get us to focus. And basically, a big part, I recognize, you know, I don't know how many people listen and all those things. And ultimately, I want there to be a bigger audience of not people that listen. I want there to be a bigger audience of people who take action. I would sooner have 5 people listening that start a local currency than 1,000 or 10,000 people that just sit and nod their head. For every 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil, there is one who strikes the root. I'm here to recruit more to strike the root. And that is the entire purpose of this, is as an educational platform for us to have a discussion. And literally, if there isn't a discussion, if, you know, I need to get checked, you know, if I go way off base and what I'm talking about doing isn't based in reality, then I accept that. That's cool. I'm down. But I got to tell you, I've got like I said, I was having a block. I was getting frustrated. I was, and they normally only last like a good day. I pray on them, and then the next day, typically, the universe reveals and unlocks that blockage. I do one of two things. Actually one of three things. I pray. I go for a run. I run 3 or 4 times a week, and I smoke the bud. I smoke the kind, just like Steve Jobs used. He used acid to think differently. So the most revered, I'm only saying this just because that's like scares the bejesus out of some people. Now, trust me, I was raised in a family, a military family, which that was verboten as well. I just knew that that was something that I wasn't supposed to do. I don't think we ever had the conversation. It was just, that was the programming by the TV. We would watch World at War. Again, my grandfather volunteered for World War II. My mother and father volunteered for the Korean War. My brother volunteered for the Cold War / Vietnam War. And I volunteered and went to Officer Candidate School for the Marines. And I got my degree late, so I never got my commission. And that's probably a good thing, because I'm not really good with all of the rules. I'm really a natural rebel in the event. But I was definitely I had the mindset of of the belief that we are supposed to be heroes and we are supposed to have a cause. And I genuinely thought I was going to die in a Marine Corps fighter plane or something of that kind. And I was slotted to fly jets. And I graduated my 12 weeks of officer candidate school in Quantico, Virginia. And I mean, that's all I did when I was on campus. I was getting a history degree at USF. And I was in a fraternity. And basically, I thought those were the things that you're supposed to do. And then I woke up to 9/11, truth. And, you know, yesterday was the 11th anniversary of that. And that wasn't really where it started. Okay, the start of my path to truth was that the 2008 bailouts occurred, and then I started to investigate. I started to investigate my. I'm sorry, I'm reading at the same time. I'm having a conversation of course, and I'm a very poor multitasker. So whenever you hear pauses, it typically means I'm distracted, and it doesn't take much to distract me because I have ADD to begin with. So I am all over the place, but I am absolutely focused on this monetary thing, and there's just so many places that it takes you because the monetary system is half of every exchange. So it's essential that we understand it. And I never really delved into that when I was in college pursuing getting a degree. I basically wanted to learn about military history, and particularly Civil War and World War II. Really, like, just, man, like, Civil War was, I mean, literally, the casualties of the Civil War were equivalent to all the deaths of all our wars after that. It still might be, but, you know, it's hard to tell because they lie about the wars now as to what the true casualty figures are. So I was deeply, deeply, I mean, literally, on the campus where Ron Paul spoke, the University of South Florida, I used to run on Saturday nights. I was such a straight stiff before I joined the fraternity, but I would run in my boots, gearing up to be an officer in the Marine Corps. I mean, I was sold, man. They had me sold. I would watch those videos. You know, you see those commercials on the TV, the few, the proud, and there's a Marine standing up holding his Marmaluke sword, and it was like, man, that's the hard thing. And just as a rite of passage, which is common in all tribes, you know, Indians would often leave and they'd go on a walkabout or whatever, and they'd have to go prove their mettle where that they could sustain themselves. And that was a form of my rite of passage, that I wanted to be a Marine, and I wanted to get a degree in college and all of those things. Then the next was starting a business. So anyway, the point is, I have rechanneled that whole Marine Corps can do, improvise, adapt, and overcome attitude to the monetary system. When people say, oh, you can't do this with your monetary system, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Oh, there's a problem. No, there isn't. And once we channel our energies all, because all of us have that can-do attitude, we just need the proper set of motivation. Well, how about saving the world? How about creating a society where our children don't have to have a darker tomorrow than our today's or our yesterday's? I mean, there's so many things. The environment's being destroyed. The elections are being destroyed. I mean, just you name it. Everything is going the wrong way. We'll be right back.
to unclean, unseen, omnipresent war. There's more money gold than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they use to hit us.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Supports righteous men. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me please understand.
Somebody help me please understand. Why do we keep insisting upon having some new phony leader that we give our power away and that they're going to fix everything and it never happens? When are we going to recognize that the protesting, voting, educating, making people aware, it's not enough. We have to create a system, particularly the monetary system. Not, you know, that is the most fundamental exchange, you know. It's our fundamental relationship of how we interact with other people. You know, certainly we communicate verbally, but if we just communicate verbally and we all agree, you know, just like the song says, there's a new emperor. Well, as, you know, libertarians or occupiers or tea partiers, there's very few people who are happy with the people that are being offered to us this go round. even, you know, if you vote libertarian, nobody's happy with the choices, or very few are. And ultimately, even if you're happy, let's say you absolutely love the guy that you have going up there, right? Well, nothing changes. We're still at war. Everything that Obama promised ain't going to happen. It didn't happen last time. Everything that Bush was saying is going to happen, it didn't happen. Everything Clinton said, it's just the same thing over and over. So let's just recognize we're slaves. Let's just admit the reality of it. And then the people who are awake to that, rather than changing the minds of all of the other people that don't wish to be woken up, those people have amazing skills too. So rather than trying to put them through the process of waking up and all that fear and hardship and divisiveness, where they hate you, they want to kill the messenger kind of thing, rather than doing that, why don't we just develop a system where they can just stay asleep? Right? If the bad guys controlled the money and they herded the sheep. We can control the money in a benevolent way locally, and we can herd the sheep too. And we can use the energy of the sheep as tools to emancipate them, because we'll set up a system of rewards that support the best in humanity, peace, understanding, the non-aggression principle, love, the environment, cooperation, unity. Just you can name your particular human thing. We support, the humanity supports unity, or the oneness, Christ consciousness. The bad guys support division, and they have a monetary system to support division. So if you write a paper that blames whatever it is, like if you're black and you write a paper that blames whitey, you'll get money. If you're white and you write a paper that blames African Americans, you'll have money. That's how this game works. If your paper is progressive and it blames conservatives, you'll have money. And by the way, the better that you are able to and come up with new ways of being innovative, so you're innovative within a corrupt paradigm. You're innovative within a destructive paradigm. You'll be rewarded better than those who are just, doing the same old thing. Because as time goes on, people are waking up to the game that there's people out there dividing us. So, in order to garner an audience, you got to have more innovative guys like Glenn Beck, right? He was in an innovative form where he would, of basically a divisive thing. He would come out and say, the politicians are corrupt. He didn't really talk about politicians as much as the other guys per se. Not that he didn't, obviously he did, but he would blame the left and the right, that we had to come. He would talk about unity on one hand and then turn around and then blame progressives. You know what I mean? He was just an innovative form of tyranny, and he was very well rewarded for it. And on a deeper level, I can see some divisive things right now about him, so I don't really want to do that. So the point is that if we take our mindset and we make the commitment that we can overcome everything that is destructive based upon the monetary system, we can fix all of this. We just have to have a mission. Like, really set a mission or a goal requires a timetable and decisiveness and people that are willing to really invest time in it. And, that's the part that I'm definitely scratching at, is how can I set a time limit? Like, I can do it maybe for Summit County to a degree, but, doing that on a wider scale, that's where I'm going to need some help. We'll be right back.
The mind. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then you
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without the reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Hello, hi. I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join them.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
That was former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan, and got news for him. That is not the plan that serves the people. We're going to have to change it, and he's going to have to find, well, I guess he's retired, so what's going to happen when his stream of money drives up, huh? You know, you just think, like, how much money, like, what is Alan Greenspan's retirement plan like? That would be really interesting to see, you know, because he always had plenty, because there's a system of rewards based upon his capacity to dupe the people. What if we have a system of rewards set up to enlighten the people? Like, deeply enlightened, you know? That's the whole thing. So we've got a bit of a long segment here, so I'm going to, like, quickly, just so I don't think I've ever really done, is just kind of do a quick background story on Wayne Walton. Who's Wayne Walton? Okay, grew up in Middle Pennsylvania in Tamaqua. Tamaqua, Pennsylvania, is born in Hazleton, and that's a little coal mining area. And as I said before, I came from a military family. When I was young, my brother left for the Navy. My parents were at home, though, because my sister was born when my mother and father met in the Navy during the Korean War in 52, I believe it was. So we lived in Pennsylvania, and my dad was, we were just like lower middle class, and we lived on a street called Market Street, and I can't remember a whole lot about that, but we left there kind of young and then went to Allentown. From the Billy Joel song, Living Here in Allentown. And I went to Catasauqua, kind of middle school and high school. I remember being really embarrassed because my parents had split up for a little while. And we were on food stamps. And we had, like, these little tokens that you'd have to take and pay for your lunches. And I was really embarrassed by that because it was really embarrassing. I just was really embarrassed by it. Like I believe in this idealism of rugged individualism. So even at a young age, all of these movies that I watched about military stuff were all supported this idea of individualism and being a man and fighting for your tribe and all of that sort of stuff. And I then immediately went and got a job working for my brother-in-law at a coin shop. I worked at a coin shop during the initial inflationary period. When I say inflationary, they just ran up the price of gold and silver and commodities during the late 70s and early 80s. So I would literally go on the weekends to a farmer's market, and I would just work on the weekends. But these were long days, like probably, 12-hour days for my brother-in-law. And literally, people would come in with heaps of, it wasn't very long prior to that where they had the regular circulation had silver in it. So you just think that it's 1978 or so, and then 10 years prior to that, in the half dollars, they had clad half dollars. So lots of people in their regular old piggy banks, not where they were like it is now, where they had purposely buying gold and silver. They just had that just because that's what you would save in your piggy bank. Then they changed that over in 65 from the 90%, and then in 70 and took it out entirely. So that's what I did for probably about 3 years from like I was 12 to 15 or so. And so I was very well educated literally, I could take a dime and just drop it because people would come up and they would have, like 50 pounds of silver dimes. And I would be the guy that would separate the silver 90% from the regular dimes. So, I can still do that because it was, you could just tell by the sound of it. And you would separate, you can tell by the color, your hands would get filthy. You would separate them and then put them into a coin counting machine, and then they would go off to a melt or whatever from there. And I was very curious as to the history, and it was little historic parts of that where the coins would change. The penny in 43 changed from copper to silver. It'd separate heaps of wheat pennies from regular pennies. And then, in fact, in going through them, I also would be given key dates that I would need to separate those out because some of them would have numismatic value. So I have a very deep history into money and money collecting, and I had a Liberty nickel coin collection that was actually pretty good stuff. Like that was the thing because I was learning about, this stuff is collector's items, and I would take my pay and I would purchase these things. The problem is, in 1980 when basically the market dropped out, all of that stuff, gold and silver, they were at all-time highs, and basically for 20 years, you lost your butt on that stuff. So gold and silver is not an absolute store of value. It definitely, if you bought in 1978, 79, 80, you lost your ass. You know what I mean? You lost your butt. The point is, just like oil can be manipulated in price, or diamonds, we all recognize that De Beers sets up a diamond cartel, and they take a semi-precious stone called a diamond, and they have a cartel that restricts the flow, and they engineer scarcity. So that is exactly what is going on with, you know, obviously they can use fear and marketing and control of the media to hype that fear. Our brains, the control of our brains is what makes our mind crave Federal Reserve notes. If a Martian came to Earth or whatever, or an Indian from 200 years ago, and you hold, show them a Federal Reserve note, they look at it like, what is it? Our society programs what is valuable to us. Our culture does. So anyway, did that for about 3 years, and then became a lifeguard because it's all that saved, you know. I got that hero kind of mindset. Lifeguard for about 2-3 years. Went to college to pursue an engineering degree at Shippensburg University in central Pennsylvania. And that was interesting because it was an Amish community. And it was really quick. Literally, I'd be late. Just like I'm late for my shows quite a bit. I'm still late. So anyway, I'd be late for class, and I'd be sitting in traffic in a car behind some Amish guy in his little buggy, and just be so miffed because I'd be late as always. And some professors are really easy with that, and there's some that literally close the door and they won't let you in, and it's bad. So anyway, I'm not naturally smart with regard to very theoretical issues when it got into engineering, thermodynamics and electrical systems and those sorts of things. And I just, I couldn't focus enough to really get past them, and I would fail those classes. And then I transferred. I went to officer candidate school in 85. And that was between moving from Pennsylvania. I left Shippensburg University and transferred to the University of South Florida. And I still stayed an engineering degree, still tried to push that through, but then basically joined a fraternity. And in that summer of 85, when I came back, I worked in a fishing boat for the same brother-in-law that had the coin shop. He moved to Florida, and that's the reason the majority of my family moved to Florida. He, in fact, still has a pawn shop in Clearwater, where we started Clearwater Hours. The whole family basically moved to Florida more or less because he did, because he had an abundance of money. My sister moved, and she is somewhat of the matriarch of the family in some ways. And, she's a member of Clearwater Hours now. So, you know, in some ways, the Walton family, unlike the Sam Walton side, we're not related. It's our hope that we start these franchises, and rather than the Rockefellers and Rothschilds, that the Walton name becomes remembered, that we did the opposite of them. Rather than centralizing and charging interest and debt and all of those things, that our intention is again, this is a military family. Our mother and father both volunteered for the Korean War, which is the first world war after World War II. Obviously, they weren't of age. They couldn't have, but they were born of that, and they understood that, you know, there's one point in time that the Korean War was going to go hot, and MacArthur was planning to drop nukes, and Truman had to reel them in, and all that intrigue. You know, ultimately, the bankers were financing both sides of that. The point is that when nobody knew that that would be a just like a regional conflict, that it wouldn't go hot and turn into a big deal. Well, my mother and father, that is the blood that my siblings are born of. We are rebels. We are willing to stand up for the call. We deeply love our country. So when people try to come toward us with some sort of, oh, you're a 9/11 truther. And by the way, this military family of ours is, they are all 9/11 truthers, including my brother, who would spend 2 months at a time during the Cold War underwater. Now, you want to think about something that will completely destroy a human being's mind, it's very destructive when you are detached to the Earth cycles, detached from them. So anyway, moving along, from there, joined a fraternity and basically became, you know, played sports for the fraternity and really liked that. And my studies failed because I really didn't like that. I really liked history and the military stuff a lot. The engineering was just very difficult. I could get A's and stuff that was very practical, like statics, which is how you build things. And I'm good with construction, very hands-on kind of things. We all have our unique skills, so in some ways I'm good with that. But when it would get into theoretical stuff like thermodynamics, electrical systems, number theory, those sorts of things, I would fall apart on, and I didn't really care enough. I was just like, man, I wouldn't want to do that for a living anyway. So then the study, I just gave myself too many rationalizations to get out of it. As soon as I got into history, which I always really liked, literally walked probably about three quarters of the major battlefields. A lot of them that was up around Pennsylvania when I lived up there. Chickamauga, Antietam, Gettysburg. It's very interesting to see, like, just the amazing commitment those men made. Because when they fought, you saw each other. Like, it's not like now where you drop the drone. And then World War II, it was really interesting for the technology and the clash of cultures. And I definitely like both sides. I like the Marine Corps. It was very interesting. Then when you're in officer candidate school, they delve deeper into the Marine Corps history, which interrelates with all of this, particularly with World War II and the Pacific. My fraternity brothers got me involved with this above ground pool construction thing, starting in 1986. And then I started building them as a lead guy, brought a truck and literally just went hands on. And I was always very energetic and I could build and, liked building. I liked producing stuff with my hands. I've never taken a dime of government money except for a very brief time during, you know, with the Marine Corps. And, I was doing that to get through college. I put myself through college. My parents did help out. I remember my first van, it was like a piece of junk van that we used in Pennsylvania. My parents literally, they went around collecting clothes. We'd run around and putting flyers on people's windows and then just saying, hey, we're going to be around next week. Put your used clothes and used furniture out and we'll come around and collect all that. Well, that was one of my jobs too when I was in Pennsylvania. And I didn't really like that. I felt it was very demeaning that you're working in this. I just equated it to being like a garbage collector, and I just felt really, demeaned by it. Now I don't. Now I recognize it as a necessary part of the cycle of recycling. So anyway, with respect to doing that, I would make it fun. Like I literally would jump from one up in, you know, that area. They have row homes where they're partitioned. The houses are wall to wall. You share a wall and you jump over these fences. And I would view that as like literally a Marine Corps obstacle course. Like everything I did was all about that whole kind of mindset. It was jumping over those railings and going back and forth, and as quick as you could distribute these hand flyers, and you'd stick them in people's windows or the ledges, the gap between their door frame and their door. And there'd be, you know, a friend of mine or some other person on the other side of the street, and I'd race them. And I just always make it competitive. Everything I was doing would always be very competitive. And so moving forward from there, got to Florida and really got turned into a kind of a drunk because I wasn't real good in school with the engineering aspects. But I did like playing sports and doing the fraternity stuff, and literally had the class of pledges I would take. We'd have a huge fraternity. It was very successful with sports, and we'd have 30 members of our pledge class, and I would march them in formation, and we'd bring them out to our different games, and they'd be in formation chanting different military sorts of cadence taken from the Marine Corps but applied to that fraternity. Mama, mama, can't you see what Sig Epp has done to me? Put me in a barber chair, swing me round, I've got no hair. And just doing stuff like that, it was fun, and they liked it. But I never wanted to do anything to demean them. I always wanted to do things that they would remember for the rest of their life and make them, push them to do things that were out of the box that they wanted to do anyway. Just like guys are afraid to talk to girls. If you give them a nudge and you make them do it, they gladly do it. They just need a nudge. We'll be right back.
Savior, false flags and erratic behavior, water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace on the name of Yo.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435. 800-696-1435 or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dolton.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way cause we know it's right.
Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on cause it's gonna be
right.
In the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did. And the funky monks are here to repeal the deficit.
Yeah. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsters. Those are devils from Wall Street Bank.
The devil struck and Wall Street banksters. So I got 3 minutes to finish my life story. All right. I guess we can carry it on to the next hour, but I'm going to try to wrap it up. The underlying next issue, I guess we go to then, was fraternity stuff. And I basically, to get through school, I was a pool contractor. Once I graduated, the Marine Corps sent me a notice that I was graduating too late, and basically said that I would no longer be eligible to receive my commission. That was probably, I went to officer candidate school in 86, and it was probably around like 88 or 89 that I got my notification. And to be fair, I took a long time to graduate because I changed my major from engineering to history, and actually I changed it to math in the middle of that as well. Anyway, I was floundering because I was fighting my own natural interests. And if literally at that time, while I was a math major, if I knew about the bank corruption that I knew right now, I could have, in fact, I probably have enough, I'm really close to enough credits that I could get a math degree. Because knowing the aspects of math, but ultimately you don't need to know really complicated math to create an honest banking system. It's really simple. They make it seem really complicated with their economics. Any lie needs to, their lie of this economic system and all of the education that they give you, it's all based upon so many lies that they have to make it really long. We can completely reform nearly every aspect of education and change it into something much more direct so that you actually learn the thing that you're going to use because you know the underlying reason how you're going to apply it and how that specific thing benefits humanity or how that specific thing is going to be used in a particular application which will benefit humanity. So if the motivation wasn't there, at that point, it's like, you know, I'm just going to get my history degree and then keep with the pool thing, which I did. And I have that business now up to right now. So I got my contractor's license from the state of Florida in 1990. And literally, my company built the most above-ground pools in the history of the state. Did in-ground pools as well. Did splash pads, which are backyard water parks. And then every off season, I would study marketing and do all kinds of other interesting things, and did that on and off. More or less, led a very hedonistic lifestyle. Got married and divorced twice, and that brought me up to around 2008, where I was divorced. And I was literally sitting right in the same spot I'm sitting right now in Breckenridge, Colorado. And I always like going out west. I always had that vision of living out west and eventually moving from Florida, where it was ridiculously and oppressively hot. But that's where the pool business was, so it always kept me attached to Florida. So in the off season, there was talk about pool contractors. Don't got a lot of time. I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to have to wrap this up a little bit into the next hour. We'll be right back.
Tell me what to do. I am the man. If there's a God up there, something above. God, shine your light down here. Shine on the love, love of the loveless.
The next round of the worst